You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Anti-dam protesters continue in prison in Brazil. More and more people are demanding the release of the four members of the Movement of Dam Affected People, or MAP, in Brazil. The activists were imprisoned on April the 26th in the state of Pará to the northeast of Brazil. The land conflicts are very common in that part of the country. During a mobilization to expose the environmental impacts of Tucuru Dam, built 25 years ago on River Tocantins, 18 activists of MAP were arrested. 14 were later released, while 4 continue behind bars, accused of kidnapping and trespassing. The judge of the case blames the 3 men and women of organizing the protest, which included the occupation of the facilities of the hydroelectric dam. The works of Tucuri, Brazil's largest electricity generator, have displaced 32,000 people from their homes, according to MAV, and it supplies services to big siderurgy and mining corporations. We conducted a study in the state and found that the MAV activists are the only political prisoners in Pará. What is going on here is a shame for a parliamentary state, Diane Hohn, member of MAP's national coordination, told Radio Agencia de Noticias do Planalto. Those who fight for their rights do not deserve to be criminalized, said Pará's MP José Neri. Meanwhile, the Pastoral Land Commission issued a document saying that the Brazilian judiciary ends up treating workers and the less privileged sectors the worst. To back this theory, the Land Pastoral Commission recalled that the same court of Pará granted an habeas corpus appeal in less than 48 hours to the banker accused of crimes against land and attempt at bribery, while it fails to grant the minimum guarantees to the 4 MAP activists. The Pastoral Land Commission refers to another incident, which also took place in Pará in April. In a demonstration outside the estate of banker Daniel Lantas, 9 activists of the Rural Landless Peasant Movement were injured, but the security guards who shot them are still free. Dantas is one of Brazil's most powerful businessmen, and he's in jail since last July when it was proved that he had been responsible of a series of businesses fraud, money laundering, tax fraud, and wiretapping.
You're listening to Real World News.